Phase two is assessment and training. And this first part of the conversation, I want to dedicate to just the training part. So as some background for our listeners, we brought the state expert advisors from the five states and the community coaches from the 10 communities together in person for a two-day training summit to officially launch this project and provide, you know, the needed project background and training. And we did this on the campus of our project partners at the National Center for Health, Physical Activity, and Disability, or NICPAD for short. So our listeners will hear a lot about NICPAD integrated throughout each of these podcast series. And so this in-person initial project kickoff, or the training summit, as we called it, was really critical in continuing relationship building amongst the various partners, as well as through all of us learning together about the expectations of the project. And so as this project moved forward, NACDD continued providing project training through virtual technical assistance activities such as webinars or conference calls, or creating a peer learning network for the state expert advisors and the community coaches. And we did this throughout the project period because we feel like training should be ongoing. And so if you were to look at the six-phase model on paper, it really looks like it flows nicely in the circle from one phase to another. But it's really important to note that some activities are linear or circular in this project process, and others are not. And so one of the activities that really is not linear that gets sprinkled throughout the model is this idea of project training and project technical assistance and project support. And so NACDD worked really hard to create avenues for this type of virtual engagement and ongoing learning for the state and community participants throughout each project phase and process. And so, Angela, really thinking about the training part of the assessment and training phase two, talk to us a little bit about what you thought some of the biggest benefits were in bringing the state and community partners together in person at the kickoff summit.
Yeah, sure. The kickoff summit was wonderful for many reasons, but one thing for sure is it was invaluable to bring together all the state partners into, you know, one room. And the benefits of that is not only did it accelerate the in-person relationship building within my state, but it was also helpful to meet partners from the other four states. And again, just to be in the same room, to learn everything together at the same speed and to ask questions and to learn from one another was really, really valuable. And one thing is, you know, specifically I'm thinking about was that with regards to the community health assessment, we were able to, you know, practice hands-on with the tool, with the assessment tool. And I think that was definitely very beneficial, because I think if to learn that virtually, like through a webinar or something, might have been more difficult, to be able to work with our teams and have that hands-on experience was great. And I'd like to give you an example too of our post-training webinars that were provided as well, because those were also really beneficial. One that I specifically think about that was soon after the summit was one where the NACDD team provided additional review and examples on how the health assessment data flows throughout the project. So once it's captured through the assessment process, just understanding the flow of the data really helps give broad perspective on the project as a whole and the expected outcomes. That webinar, of course, all the webinars were great, but that webinar specifically sticks out because it just gives you that so aha moments of how this all fits together. Another thing that I know our team felt in Oregon, because we had discussions about it as well, is we also really enjoyed sharing our successes and lessons learned, as well as learning from other states when they shared. So the webinars were a great venue for that as well.
Having this ongoing education and engagement and training throughout the entire project process, I think, really contributed in a positive way to our successes and lessons learned. So I couldn't agree more.